It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great staff, great atmosphere. It's a great spot. It really is. If you're in the Portmarnock area, pop by. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? You can book it online wherever it is you book your hotels. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Declan was in contact with us and he sent us an email, which, by the way, any of you can do at any time of the night or day. Our email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Anyway, here's what Declan sent in his email. Could you talk about this on your show, please, but don't say my full name. I was with my partner for nearly 6 years. I loved her. She was kind, loyal, and we never had major drama. But over the last few years, she gained a lot of weight. I'm not talking about a bit. It was a lot. I tried to be supportive, never insulted her, never shamed her, but I also tried to gently talk about health, energy, lifestyle, and so on. She wasn't interested in changing anything. She'd just joke about it. She'd brush it off and tell me I should love her as she is. Here's the hard part, though, and the brutal truth. I stopped being attracted to her. Sex became forced. I started to feel guilty, frustrated, and trapped between being honest and being labeled shallow. I didn't leave her because she got fat. I left because I felt disconnected, because attraction matters in a romantic relationship, and because nothing was going to change. I told my friends the truth, and they all labeled me a bastard. But I swear, it was not something I did easily. Like I said, attraction in a relationship is important. Has anyone ever experienced this? I still care about her as a person. I just didn't want to spend the rest of my life pretending desire doesn't matter. Does this make me an asshole or just honest? And that is from a guy called Declan. Now, Katie, when we got that earlier on and we were sitting in the office and we were reading over it and, I mean, great topic of conversation, but you actually, you'd have a bit of sympathy for a guy who dumped his girlfriend because she got fat.
Yeah. That make me sound bad. Like, no, that's make me sound shallow. No, it's...
But that's literally what you said.
Look, let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Everybody wants to be attracted to their partner. If you're not attracted to your partner, then what are you? Your best friends? I think, personally, I think that desire, intimacy, and sex are all just as, no less, no more, just as level equal as important in a relationship, any relationship, whether it's, you know, serious, casual, situationship, whatever. I think it's just as important as how you get on with someone or an emotional bond or chemistry or click. I don't know, whatever you call it. I think it's very, very important.
Okay, when I paraphrased his entire message, that he dumped his girlfriend of 6 years because she got fat, you said, well, yeah, okay, I understand that.
Well,
I mean, listen to how shallow that actually does make it sound.
It's not shallow. It's not shallow.
It's the absolute definition of being shallow.
Tonight, if you're driving home from work and you're in the mood, yeah, let's say, okay? Would you rather drive home thinking in your head, I'm going home to someone, I can't wait to rip their clothes off, let's say.
Yeah.
Or, geez, I can't wait to go home tonight and watch them lying out on the couch, stuffing their face with pizza and chips.
I take the point that you're making, okay? But does it not sound the ultimate, the definition of somebody who is shallow, to dump somebody because they put on weight?
It's not dumping them because they put on weight.
It is.
Some people prefer women or men with weight on them. And that's great if that's where the physical attraction is. It's not dumping them because you're losing desire. I couldn't be with somebody Like for me, right? Let's say I started seeing someone. I went out on a date. I would not be able to go on a second date or engage in a sexual way with somebody I wasn't straight away really attracted to. I couldn't even do meh. Even if I thought, oh, they're a little bit nice. I would have to be very attracted to a person to even go there. I otherwise I'm indifferent. I don't want to know.
That's fine from the very outset. Okay. That's fine from the very outset. But this guy was in a relationship with this girl for 6 years. And it's not that he doesn't like her.
But the outset has to continue.
Listen to the way he described her. I loved her. She was kind, loyal, and we never had major drama. She was perfect.
That's me and my best friend.
No, it's not.
I have a best friend. She's kind. She's loyal. We've never had any drama. She is like genuine, like my other half. She's like, obviously I'm going through a separation. She has been like my rock in all of this. Do I want to have sex with her? No, I don't want to have sex with her. There needs to be desire. I think it's really important. If there's no desire and there's no want, physical attraction.
Do you not get how horrible it is to
actually feel sorry for him. He tried to talk to her.
You feel sorry for him?
Yes. Because he tried to talk to her about it. He obviously cared about her. My reading of that message is he cared about her. He tried to talk to her about it. And she didn't care enough to actually take on board what he was saying. She laughed it off. Isn't that what the message says?
He said she wasn't interested in changing anything. She'd joke about it, brush it off, and tell me I should, and this is the important bit, love her as she is. Shouldn't we love somebody? If you love somebody, you love them as they are.
If people gain weight, look, it all happens. You know, things happen. You can go through spells being down. You have babies, your body changes and stuff. But if it's not just, you know, down to something and you're just become a slob, then yeah, I can get his point. Look, going to the gym.
Okay, let me read a message that I just read. Just after getting this very second from my own missus.
Okay.
And the exact message says, can I dump you because of your fat belly?
I would not consider you fat.
I have a big belly, yeah.
But she's obviously not.
If she did dump me because of my fat belly, you would say, what an absolute cow of a woman.
No,
you
because
would.
She's obviously not, it's obviously not a turn off. If something is a turn off, like this guy says in his message about having sex with her, that it feels forced. That's not good. That is not good. You should not feel like that about your partner. You just shouldn't. And if you're getting to that stage where you're having sex and it's becoming a part of your routine, or you're doing it because you kind of have to, you shouldn't be having sex with that person.
So you believe that this guy ultimately did the right thing in ending a relationship with a woman that he no longer found physically attractive because she put on weight?
No, if she had put on weight and he was talking,
she's still the same person.
It doesn't matter. You can't fall. You can't have sex with feelings. And like, look, going to the gym is like, there's some days I go to the gym. As you know, I start with a personal trainer in November, and there's days where I get home from work and I'm like, I don't want to go out. I want to just lie on the couch and stuff, blah, blah, blah. But you have to make an effort. And this from somebody who's actually not going home to a bloke every night. So like,
so you're almost victim blaming. You're saying to that woman, it's your own fault that he left you. That's literally what you're saying. It's your own fault that you left.
If roles reversed, it would be the exact same. I think you should make yourself look good for your partner. I think you should make an effort. No, notwithstanding, obviously, things that go on in life and day-to-day bullshit that comes up, or having babies and shit happens, blah, blah, blah. But if it's an ongoing thing where for a year or two, this girl is lying there like stuffing her face with crisps, scratching her ass, never exercising, never sticking on a bit of makeup, then yeah, like, what do you expect? That's why people cheat as well, by the way.
One of the arguments Jack just pointed out is that bodies don't stay the same as we age.
But what I'm saying is, if
you will look completely different when you're 60.
Oh, I'll be plasticked up to the eyeballs. I'll be fine. You're after throwing me now. But
no, I'm saying bodies change over time. You will look very different when you're 60.
That's fine. But the thing I'm saying is that if you are into bigger women and if you are still into it physically, then that's great. Brilliant. But if you are turned off by something and you talk to someone about it and they laugh it off or shove it off or shrug it off, like I myself couldn't bring myself to be intimate or physical or have a sexual relationship with somebody I wasn't really, really into.
Okay, that's you. But again, Casey, this guy fell in love with this woman. He's been with her 6 years. She's still the same person. She's still that lovely, kind, loyal, no major drama type of person. And he still said, ah, fuck this, I don't fancy anymore,
then
I'm off.
Then stay friends. Then that's a friend. To me, if you're with someone and you're not physically attracted to them anymore, I think that's a problem. I think that is grounds for breaking up. You can love someone. I love my best friend. I don't want to have sex with my best friend. But there should be, for someone you're going to have sex with, I think desire is so important. It's so important. Jessica, seriously. Did you see Jessica's comment?
I'm not even reading it out.
But desire and physical attraction is as important as emotional connection. It's just as important. You can't have one without the other in a relationship, particularly a meaningful relationship. You just can't.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We would love to hear from you on this and find out whether or not it is the most shallow thing in the world.
I'm laughing at him. I actually think that's very juvenile. Do you know what I mean? Your partner goes and he says in it like, oh, she brushed it off, right? Okay, whatever, brushing it off. Maybe she was hurt.
She joke about it, brush it off and tell me I should love her as she is. But that is the bottom
such
line.
It's such a cop out. Like, you're not taking your partner's feelings seriously. You're just not. If I had a boyfriend or whatever, and I went to talk to him about something and he just laughed it off, I'd be like, right, this guy is just not taking me seriously at all. Inaction to me equals disinterest. If she cared that much to save the relationship, she would do something about it. And I'm sorry to say, folks, I am sorry to say, but that's why people cheat. It is.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get your opinion on this. Was he shallow and vain for dumping his girlfriend because she put on weight? Or was he right to end a relationship where he didn't fancy her anymore?
By the way, I'm just to, you know, back up what I'm saying, or not even back up what I'm saying, just to say, I'm not saying that somebody should go around looking like a supermodel all the time. I know life happens, things happen. That's not what I'm saying at all. If somebody's going through a tough time or they're having a baby, that's different. I mean, you support them or whatever. If this is an ongoing thing where your partner's just become lazy and doesn't care about your perception of them, then that's a problem. That is a problem. That's them just saying fuck you. And you see this when people get into relationships, and then you see them a year after they get into a relationship and they're like three times the size they were because they're sitting there eating Chinese every night because they don't feel like they have to make an effort anymore.
Let me bring in some of your opinions. This is Bill.
If he left because she's overweight and he's not attracted to her anymore and she's doing nothing about it, in whole body, whole choice, that's entirely up to her. But he was kind of looking out for what I see from a health point of view. Bit greedy on his side because he was looking out for himself more so than anything else. But he left her because he wasn't attracted to her anymore. He left her because he didn't love her anymore. He left her because he didn't want to be her anymore because she was overweight and she just wasn't doing that about it. He shouldn't be slating for it. Because a woman turned around and left her husband, boyfriend because he's just like a slob on the sofa or whatever it is, that's fine. You've got to, you know what I mean? If that's what he wants to do, why stay with somebody? Because you're afraid of what somebody else will say. Now, fuck that.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Declan, it is you that sent in that email to us. Thank you for getting in contact with us, firstly. You've heard what Katie and I have had to say. I think ending a relationship because somebody put on a bit of weight is extraordinarily shallow and extraordinarily vain. No, I really do think that.
No, you're saying someone who's putting on a bit of weight here. There's a difference between putting on a bit of weight and completely letting yourself go and becoming a slob.
Nobody mentioned the word slob. Are you there, Declan?
I'm here. Thanks very much for talking about it. And I have to say, I'm expecting a bit of a backlash on this. But if anyone's honest, particularly women, I'd say, be coming on to bash me on this. But the bottom line is that she's not the girl I got with originally. And
but no, she
that
is.
Has to factor
she, no,
in.
She is. Same
no,
person.
She's not. No, I'm sorry. I'd say she put on the guts of about 6 or 7 stone and just completely let herself go. So much so that we used to have a brilliant social life, right? We used to go out all the time. And that slowly just disappeared. And we couldn't go out with mates with her anymore because she didn't want to. She'd always be giving out about clothes off, nothing to wear. And then she'd go crying about it. But I couldn't say anything. I couldn't state the obvious because then I'd be the prick. Do you know what I mean? And I had to live with that for ages. And I just wasn't attracted to her anymore. It got to the stage where, she used to, like, I look back at old photos when we were on holiday with 7 or 8 years ago, and I look at the photos of us back then, and like, she was absolutely perfect. And then, which put all this weight on, she didn't even dress the same anymore. She started like lounging around in the tracksuit bottoms and going out and all of it. Like, it just, I just wasn't attracted to her anymore.
Okay,
and,
so let me.
And I'm not apologising for that to anybody.
Let me find out then. At the start of your relationship, did you fancy the arse off her?
Oh, boy, Jesus, yeah. I mean, I could send you in a couple of photos and you'll see the difference.
I don't need to see any photographs. I don't need to see any photographs because I'm not going to judge somebody on a photograph. But what I want to know is, at the very start, she was it for you. She was your ideal type of woman, was she?
Oh, absolutely. And a lovely person. Like, did nothing that we were, like, so, as I said in my message, so kind and loving. And it was just, at the start, it was perfect. And then things just slowly changed. And I know people get comfortable in relationships and stuff, but, like, it got to the stage where she'd be having, like, 3 or 4 takeaways a week. And I'd say to her, like, and now this was before she piled on the weight, but I'd say to her, look, Jesus, that's a lot of takeaways for, you know, and I felt like a bastard saying that, but look what's after happening. The weight just piled on, and I'd look at her sometimes, and yeah, don't get me wrong, I'd give her the kisses and the cuddles and all of that, but it didn't feel the same. And as far as I'm concerned, we like what we like, and I'm sorry to any big girls listening, that was never my bag.
Okay.
And people have every right to say that.
Let me ask you, was there a light bulb moment that happened to you that you looked at her and went, oh no, I don't fancy her anymore?
I think it just slowly happened over time, Adrian, if I'm being honest with you. There wasn't a significant, like, oh, you're fat now, I'm leaving you kind of thing. It was just a gradual kind of a lack of care for herself. She doesn't care for herself. Why should I care for her? You know, she doesn't make an effort to come and socialise with me and my friends because she's not comfortable in her own skin. Well, fucking do something about it. Do you know what I mean? I was sick of
You said in your message that you did try to talk to her about it.
In one ear and out the other, Adrian. I should accept her for the way she is, and I was looking at it from a health point of view as well, because like having 4 takeaways a week for anybody isn't healthy. You're just asking for a heart attack.
When you spoke to her, Declan, like when you first approached her about it, what was her kind of initial reaction? Because nobody likes to obviously hear that from their partner, but did she take it on board at all?
Katie, like it was subtle little things, like in relation to the takeaways or what are you eating that for, and you know, I didn't want to come across in any way domineering or controlling or telling her how to live her life, because I didn't want to be deemed the prick that I'm being deemed. My friends have said it to me and stuff.
What exactly have your friends said?
They called me a prick for, like, you said, oh, if you loved her, you'd stay with her. And, like, I do love her, but I'm not attracted to her, and I'm entitled to feel that. I mean, people are dismissing how I feel about this thing, and they're calling me every name under the sun. And I can only imagine what our fucking friends are saying. You know, if they ever saw me on the street, I'm sure they'd have a word in the ear. But it is what it is. I was never attracted to bigger ladies, and I'm sure there's some women listening at the moment who like their men tall, dark and handsome and wouldn't go near. Like, I'll put it this way. If I had put on the 7 stone in our relationship and she decided, you know what, I'm not attracted to you anymore, I would have just taken that on the chin and went, all right, fair enough.
Do you think you she would have been judged in the same way as you've been?
No. I think women get off lightly in this regard. Like, they can just get rid of a bloke willy-nilly. Ah, Jesus, no, he piled on the weight. And I think blokes are more accepting of that because it's just the way we are, I suppose. We go, all right, but yeah, that's fair enough. But with the girls, it's a really touchy taboo subject. Like, you can't fucking mention, like, I walked on eggshells for years trying to broach the subject with her. You know, and I had to kind of live and slowly see the woman I loved and I fell in love with become just this slowly unattractive thing in front of me. Okay,
let me ask you then, Declan. You finished the relationship, and you've explained the reasons for finishing the relationship. Did you tell her why you were finishing the relationship? Did you tell her, I don't fancy you anymore, you've become really fat, I'm out of here? Or how did you tell her?
I don't know. I just said, I loved her enough not to hurt her like that. You know, I know I hurt her anyway by leaving her, but I wouldn't have dreamt of saying that to her. But like, I said it to my mates and they called me a prick. But I just said to her, look, I'm just not feeling that anymore. I didn't quite say I don't love you anymore. I'm just not happy anymore, and I want to go and do other things, and not literally like what you're,
yeah, like,
you know,
like I said, I couldn't find the word. Sex and desire is too important to give up in a relationship, no matter how much you like or care about someone. It is one of the foundations. It's half of the foundation, I think, of a healthy relationship. You have to want your partner physically as well as emotionally, and if that's not there and if that's not clicking anymore, then there's something wrong.
Yeah. Like when at the point that she'd be crying over her weight, like the part of me wanted to scream, well, fucking just do something about it, because I wanted her to. But I felt like I was walking on eggshells all the time, and I couldn't broach the subject with her. I would have loved to have been brutally honest with her. And I think if I was, I'd be even more of a pickle than I am now with her mates and my mates. And okay, I'm already a prick.
Okay, so your mates have called you a prick. You'll be interested then, yeah, in one of the first messages. You're not married or anything, I assume.
No. We're married, no kids. And I know that we were watching a movie then a few years back where there was a wedding scene, and she said, God, that'll be us someday. And I kind of went, yeah, just kind of laughed it off. But I knew I wasn't in it. I just wasn't in it. Okay,
with your mates condemning you, you might like this message, and one of the first messages that has come into us, and it says, if after 6 years, no ring, no marriage, and you're not attracted to them and look at each other as just friends, it is time to move on. That can be fine in a marriage after 20 years, but can't start a lifetime together not attracted to each other. Good for him. And I hope she gets herself together and becomes stronger and puts work into her life, and then she might eventually thank him.
Well, I hope she does too. Personally, I hope she can see that.
Do you know what pisses me off, Declan? All the messages. There's messages, people messaging saying, what if she's depressed? Everything comes back to depression. Everything.
She must be depressed, it can't be her, Katie,
it's a possibility, but
Katie,
it's not the
what
only
if
possi-
she is depressed?
Okay, but it's not the only possibility here. People also get lazy, people get complacent, people get careless, people get, I'm in a relationship now, I don't have to put in an effort anymore, I got my man, I'm just going to eat all my takeaways and not exercise. Not everything comes back to depression. Some of it is down to sheer laziness and not giving two shits.
I swear, like, I'd come home from work and she'd be sitting on the sofa wearing the tracksuit bottoms and the t-shirt that's about three sizes too big for her, and like, wouldn't have her hair brushed or anything. And I look at her sometimes and go, who the fuck are you? Like, where are you? It's so frustrating.
Stay there for a second, Declan. Can I ask you just finally, what was the reason that you decided to reach out to us and send us that email? Was it to highlight that you can end a relationship with somebody that you're not attracted to anymore? What was your motivation?
I just want honesty in people. I don't think people are honest anymore. I think people spout opinions all the time that they don't truly believe. And my mate's vilifying me and all. And I thought, no, but you know what? I'm not the only guy that thinks this, or even girl that thinks this. There has to be a few women out there that have stood up for the guy because they don't find him attractive anymore.
That you sent in today, Adrian sent forward, he was actually sent across me when I came in, and he goes, oh, I think we've our topic for today. And he sent it onto my own phone and I read it. And my initial thought was that was actually a lovely, genuine, honest message from a guy who isn't shallow, a guy who isn't all about himself. This is a guy who cared but had no option because you obviously want the desire and the physical intimacy as well. Yeah. And that is natural. That's humans.
What was I meant to do?
Casey, let me turn this on his head. And if, God forbid, this lady or somebody in this sort of situation developed a serious medical condition. That's just very listen different. To me for a second. Just listen to me for a second. Developed a serious medical condition. It could be cancer mm-hmm. or whatever the mm-hmm. case may be. And that person didn't have any sexual desire at all because they were nursing an illness mm-hmm. and whatever, and there was no sex and all of that. And then somebody like Declan says, "I hear I'm out of here. You've got cancer. You're not interested in sex with me. I'm out of here."
No, but
you would absolutely rip him asunder.
No, you're missing the fundamental baseline of what I'm saying here. It's I'm not saying that it's all about the weight that's put on. It's the lack of effort when he tried to talk to her about it. If someone is sick, that's different. You're obviously going to help them. You're going to stay with them, especially if you love them. You are going to. But if it's a pattern...
You don't look at this as in the same way, no?
No, because if this is a pattern of just pure laziness and not caring enough, then that's different. For me, it's the issue that, one, they don't care enough to keep me interested, and two, they don't care enough to actually take heed of what I'm saying to you. You know, I want sex. I want to be attracted to you. I want to have physical intimacy in not just sex, but in any way. And you're not making it very easy for me.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Nolene. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Nolene.
How are you guys? How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Nolene. What did you want to say on this? You're annoyed.
First of all I've heard out Katie's mouth is, I want. I don't know, Katie, if you realise, but all I'm hearing out of your mouth is, I want. Like you just said there a second ago, I want this and I want that.
Yeah, because we're talking about what we want in relationships.
Yeah, just two people in a relationship.
He said
he's after saying there, well, after 6 years you should know if you're compatible.
But there's emotional compatibility isn't the only form of compatibility that matters in a relationship.
I understand 100%. I'm in my relationship for the last 32 years and he could pile as much weight on. I would do everything in my power to help him get healthier. But if he wasn't able, as he has diabetes, there's no hope in hell of me leaving him because of his weight. And
How is it different? Because your partner has a condition that obviously makes him predisposed.
No, you're backtracking there now, Katie. He left that woman because she gained weight. And he did not contact the show, as he said there, I didn't want to hurt her by telling her. How does he think that woman's going to feel? She's not stupid. She's going to know right well that this conversation is about her. So her tearing me out.
Let me just ask Declan that question. How do you think, Declan, your ex would feel if she knew that this podcast episode was about her? Now, and I'm conscious, by the way, that Declan isn't your real name, and we have protected your identity to an extent. But if your ex was to find out about this episode of the podcast and realize that it was you, her that was being talked about, how do you think that'll make her feel?
I'm sure she probably has an inkling anyway, but like if she knew that this podcast was about her, then I'm sure I'd be getting a phone call in a matter of minutes calling me more names.
May I ask you a question? When did you stop being in love with her?
As soon as she started letting herself go, to be honest, like there wasn't a day specifically. It was this gradual thing. Because when we first got together, like she was fabulous and she looked after herself and she dressed well. And about 3 or 4 years into the relationship, she just—I don't know what happened. There was no issue in the relationship.
You let this go on for 2 years, and then you decided. So you're telling everybody that you stuck in a relationship with no sexual contact for 2 years, and you
We were still having sex, and I did broach the subject as delicately as humanly possible with her, so as not to hurt her feelings. As I mentioned earlier on, I've been walking on eggshells, but I would point out, like, 4 takeaways a week. You know, Jesus, you're eating. Like, what are you doing that for? You know, and I had to do that delicately because a lot of women are very sensitive when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I broached it as best I could. I stuck it out.
Did you eat the four takeaways a week with her?
And this is the other thing. And I haven't changed physically.
No, but mentally, I'm lucky, you have, like,
my metabolism is good, all right, and you know I'm pretty much the same weight as I was 7 years ago. But it fluctuates a little bit, but nothing.
Well, then you don't want that to be with a. I'm telling you, can I just ask you a question?
You obviously don't have a problem with a larger man, okay? It wouldn't be a turn off for you. That's fine.
Hold on, Kate. I don't have an issue. I don't judge people on their appearance. Judge people on their personality.
That's great. But you can't have sex with someone's personality. Let's be honest. You can't.
But you have to love a person for who they are, not for what your body count is.
If you're not physically...
Well, you have to be attracted to them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so here's the question for you. Tisha, here's the question for you. Would you rather meet a man who is, you know, who is a fine-looking thing, has a good job, a car, money, all the work, but treats you like a pig? Or would you rather be with a half-decent man who treats you like a queen, mightn't be on the very top of the hunk scale?
I'd rather a nice guy. I'd rather a nice guy, Nolene, but I would also have to...
Oh, you've answered my question.
But the same...
In fairness, Katie, you did just answer her question.
Sorry, hang on, but the same... No, I would have to be physically... It doesn't matter how well I was treated, I'd have to be physically attracted to that person.
I'm sorry, Katie,
Nolene, can I jump in there? Like, I didn't mistreat her in that relationship and she didn't mistreat me. Everything was fine. I just wasn't attracted to her anymore.
I just think it's disgusting that you become a national air. And let me tell you, whether your identity is protected or whether your name has been changed, rumours can start at the top of Ireland as you travel down the bond, and someday this is going to come back and bite you in the arse big time.
Because I reckon there's a lot of people listening to this that have been through the exact situation, be the male or female. And this is the stuff that isn't spoken about. And that's what I love about this podcast. And that's why I broached the subject with the lads, because I knew they'd bring it up. And it's a rarely spoken about thing. And that's why. And I'm sick of being vilified.
I'm sick of being vilified for
having feelings. Do you know what I mean? I'm not attracted to her anymore.
That's the key point. He left her because he was not attracted to her anymore.
But he physically wasn't attracted to her because she put weight on. Stay house.
What does that matter? What does it matter? If she grew an extra leg, I wouldn't be attracted to her anymore. You know what I mean? If she put on the weight, the fact of the matter is, it's the attraction in any way, shape, or form, whatever, how that manifests. I wasn't attracted to her anymore. Call it what you like.
That is the reason, but is it not the exact same thing as if she lost a leg, he mightn't be attracted to her? In other words, he just didn't fancy her anymore.
But how are you all missing the basis of this? Is that intimacy and physical attraction are as important as emotional attraction and connection in a relationship? If you are with someone and they're not turning you on, you don't want to rip their clothes off, you don't want to have sex with them, why be with them? Otherwise, you're with the best for you're partnering up with your best friend. That's great, but come on, life is too short. You only live once.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. This is Jay.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Katie. Good topic. Katie, you're going up against the protector of women, like I told you yesterday. He will never have a bad word said. If you had read that message out and the genders were reversed, he'd be saying, you go, girl, you live your best life. You don't settle for no fat broke ass man. That's the way it is. Women versus accountability, zero. You have to be attracted to the person you're with. How are you going to live with them? How are you going to love them? I mean, sex is only 10% of a relationship, but it's 90% of the problem when there is no sex. I mean, do you want to go through the rest of your life? He sounds young. You want to go through the rest of his life in a loveless, sexless marriage or relationship. It's not going to work. I mean, he's going to be looking around for that intimacy. And, I mean, she's not going to change herself. So why should he settle? Here we go again. Men have to settle. Women have standards. But, Katie, you'll never convince him because it's the other way around.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a
difference.
Now, just going back to Jay's message that we played a minute ago.
Yeah, I agree with Jay, but I also think it's about pride. Everybody wants to be with someone who has, like, does anybody want to be with a fat, lazy slob who doesn't have a job, isn't, you know, in any way motivated in life at all? As humans, we like people who are intelligent. You like people who are attractive. You like people who are driven. Like, it's just how we are. I like someone who takes a bit of pride in themselves. I'm sure you're the same. Linda takes pride in herself. She's attractive. It's just human nature. And I think the only people saying it wouldn't bother me are people who probably don't take any pride in themselves either. They seek each other out.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Oh, hi, guys. I'm just shaking with annoyance and my heart rate is up.
Go on, why? What have you heard that's annoyed you so much?
Listening to Declan, oh my God. Like, seriously. What about a person's heart, though? Like, come on now. Okay, like, I'm going to be honest here. My missus herself, she put on a bit of weight. Do I feel not attracted to her anymore? No, because I pay attention more to her heart, and I like the way, I love her the way she is. Simple as life.
You can't have sex with her heart, though.
Oh, come on. You're all saying, oh, we're all visual creatures. Oh, well, no, we're not all visual creatures, excuse me. What about for someone like me?
Let me just throw
you
a question out
there.
You are
annoying the fuck out of me right now.
You go on a first day, right? And you meet this person. You see them for the first time. If you're not attracted to them, I would know within.
Again, Casey, as I said to you earlier on, this is at the start of the relationship, Declan did fancy the arse off her, okay? And doesn't now because she's put on the weight. So you're not comparing apples with oranges. You are, this guy did fancy her and now doesn't fancy her.
Yes.
But he did at the start. And the point I'm making is his shallowness.
So if I was to be really nice at the start seeing someone and then I started becoming an asshole and that person says, well, you've become an asshole. I don't want to see you anymore. That would be okay.
Declan, let me just go back to you. You said in your message to us that you loved her. She was kind, loyal, and we never had any major drama. She sounds like a wonderful woman.
She's a lovely woman, Adrian. She's an absolute gem of a person. But, and I've every right to say this, I wasn't attracted to her anymore. And I don't know why I get vilified for that. And I haven't heard any woman. I know there's a bit of a sisterhood happening here. There's no woman coming on to talk about a bloke in that regard. Because I guarantee you there's some listening now that if their fella put on 7 or 8 stone, would have an attraction issue with them. And they're lawyers if they say otherwise. And your man going on about the heart, I was worried about her fucking heart. The 4 Chinese of the week or whatever she was having. It was all of that. But you can't approach the subject. You have to walk around eggshells. You can't be honest anymore. That's nonsense.
Okay, hang on. How is this nonsense now? Because for somebody like me, I don't know if you've listened to the episodes of when I was on before. But for somebody who doesn't have that much eyesight or doesn't have any eyesight at all, how does that? But like, I just don't understand. Like, you are relying way too much on your eyes. That's what annoys me so fucking much.
Okay. In other words, Declan, why didn't you continue to love her as a human being, for God's sake? And the, you know, the person that you fell in love with was more than just a physical attraction.
Am I expected to stay in a relationship when I am not attracted to that person? Is that what everyone's saying here? No.
You did try to address it with her. You tried to sort the situation. You tried to talk to her about it. And you were basically laughed at. That's the part I have a problem with. It's like, inaction.
As delicately as I could.
And not taking it seriously is a problem.
Without being in any way condescending or cutting towards her, I'd broach it very, very carefully. She'd get really upset. She'd bitch about having no clothes to wear. And I can't state the obvious. You know, and it just got to the stage where I thought, you know what, I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy in the relationship. And I'm expected to stay? No. End of story.
Okay, Ed, let's just deal with that. Is he expected to stay with somebody that he is no longer attracted to?
Well, that's his problem if he's no longer attracted to, because he's a prick. And I'm sorry to say, Declan, you're a true fucking
prick. I'm a prick because I'm not attracted to someone.
Well,
that's mad.
Again, that's your own problem. If you're not attracted to the way person is,
for her is to leave.
Yeah, Ed, are you saying that even though he is no longer attracted to her, he should have stayed with her? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. But
what exactly are you saying?
That's his problem if he's not attracted to her anymore. If he wants to leave, go ahead. But he's still a prick for doing that, though.
Okay, but
you're still a prick, though.
No.
This is why I got in touch in the first place. Why am I a prick?
Yeah, and this is what I'm trying to suss out here. You're making absolutely no sense at all, Ed. Because on the one hand, you're saying it's his problem if he isn't attracted to her anymore. But you don't think he should have just stayed with her. You're making no sense at all.
How am I not making... Okay. Let's put it this way.
Okay, what do you think of this guy breaking it off with his girlfriend because he wasn't attracted to her anymore? You said he's a prick. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in order for him not to be a prick, should he have just stayed with her and kept his gob shut?
Yeah, love her the way she is.
Jesus Christ. Right. I mean, honestly, and this is the type of stuff I'm getting constantly. You're shallow, you're this, you're that, you're a prick. I'm like, no. I was very kind and loving in that relationship. I tried to broach the subject multiple times as kindly, as delicately as I could, and it got to the stage where I thought, you know what, I'm not in it anymore. We broke up, and I'm the bollocks, and I don't understand that. I just don't get it.
Well, that's your problem, buddy. That's your problem, buddy. Like, if you don't get it, like, you shouldn't have contacted the show in the first place.
No, he contacted. He contacted the show because people like you, his mates, that is, have been calling him an absolute prick ever
and
since.
And he deserves it. And he fucking deserves it.
Nothing you have said to me has come across as a prick. Nothing you have said to me has said in my head has come across as shallow. I think it's fair. Sex is too important in a relationship to negate on. You can't. I mean, what's the point of meeting with someone, Ed? What's the point?
How come I'm still attracted to my girlfriend?
I have a lot of questions about you. I don't know you a lot of things. I just I don't know, your opinions are sometimes mind-boggling. The point is, you need to be attracted to someone to physically want to have sex with them. There needs to be desire in a relationship. If there's no desire, you're settling down with your best friend. I'm sorry. And some people are like, you're my best friend.
He said his eyesight wasn't the best as well. So, I mean, you know, that might be a factor.
Well, how come... Hang on. So how come I'm still attracted to my girlfriend and we have a perfect relationship? We even have intimacy. It's perfect. Like, I love her the way she is. I just don't get you guys.
You said she's put on a little bit of weight. Like, are we talking pounds? Are we talking stones? What are we talking?
Not thousands now, but no matter how much weight she would put on, I would still
How much weight has your missus put on?
I'm not telling you that.
Have a guess, like a guesstimate.
I'm not telling you that, but she has put on a little bit. She's not enough
for you to look at her differently and not be attracted to her anymore, which is why we're talking 6 or 7 stone here. It's a totally different person, you know what I mean? It's not the girl I was with originally. Everything changed. Our social life became non-existent because she didn't want to go out. The clothes she wore became different. She didn't even brush her hair at certain points. She just totally let herself go, just slobbing around the place. And I have every right to say I wasn't attracted to that. And I walked away as kindly as I could without hurting her feelings.
And the reason that you contacted us was because you're sick and tired of people condemning you as a shallow prick, essentially.
Yeah. I'm made feel guilty for having my own feelings. You know what I mean? I'm sick of it.
Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions like Debbie.
And lads, give me a break about the gym crap. I'm sick of it. You don't just go to a gym and magically the stones fall off. This thing, try going to a gym when you're fat and you have people sniggering at you and people trying to take pictures of you and videos of you. That's the bad part. Now, as for your man, he's just a prick. A shallow prick. He decided that, oh, she's put on weight. I've talked to her. She probably hasn't really gone into depth why she's put on the weight. And chances are, if she's eating a takeaway, he's eating one too. And it'll all catch up on him eventually. But look, maybe she's better off with him, because obviously he didn't love her that much at all if he dumped her for putting on weight. That's my take on it.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una? Hello, Una.
Hi, Adrian.
Now, what do you want to say?
This is like a cattle market we're talking about. People go in and get buying cattle if it's a good, if it's thick and strong and fat. We're talking about women here. This is disgraceful, some of them men coming on saying they're fat. What do you like down the messing post?
Well, and Katie, I have to say, you're part of this conversation.
I didn't pick that up there.
It's disgraceful the way women are being talked about here. That's really what...
But I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about men and women. I think...
No, you haven't mentioned men much. It's all women.
But because this conversation...
All women.
I did say if there's a man who's going around... Like if I came home, if I was with someone and I came home tonight and they're walking around and their boxers looking all slobby and gross, unshaven, smelly, obviously I'm not going to be turned on or attracted to said... I like a man who looks after himself, who carries himself well, and I'm sure men feel the same about women. If there's no attraction there, if there's no physical attraction, you are wasting your time. You stay friends with them. Be Bezos. Keep the intimate relationship, a relationship that has all of the elements for somebody that gives you all of the best.
I was young till I was 10 when I was young when I got married first. Married for 48. I'm now 16. You never walked out with me because I put on weight. I think it's ridiculous. You love someone, you love them for who they are and not what they are.
Okay, Declan, if you love someone, and you did say you did love her, if you love someone, you love them for who they are, not what they are.
Yeah, do you know what I find in my experience, Adrian? The people that say that are the ones that are married and have kids. I wonder if they were just boyfriend and girlfriend, would that still be the case? And I don't know what the answer is. I think a lot of people stay in relationships for the sake of the kids or for the sake of the marriage. At the end of the day, when we first got together, yeah, she was the ideal woman for me. We did love each other. We were very, very close relationship. She's a gem of a girl, don't get me wrong. But I just wasn't attracted to her anymore. And again, there's women coming on giving me a hard time. I've yet to hear a woman talk about a bloke, because I guarantee you, if you were a bloke
let me put that to you. If this was a woman who was on telling the exact same story that Declan is, I dumped my fella, not my husband, my fella, because he became a fat slob, I don't think people will be jumping down her throat as much as they're jumping down Declan's throat.
Well, I didn't hear anyone coming out saying they are my fat slob. So far, I haven't.
No, but what I'm saying is, if you did, if this story was being told by a woman and not by Declan, you probably wouldn't be as annoyed.
Well, I'm gonna say something.
I'm gonna say what people think
of me, right? In this instance, I could not be with, either casually or in a serious relationship, with somebody who is vacuous, somebody who is stupid and downright unintelligent. I just couldn't. Mm. You have to be able to have a conversation with someone. Yeah. Does that make me shallow?
Some would say yes, but again, this is about somebody who dumped somebody because he didn't fancy her anymore.
But somebody that he did
love, and then suddenly, oh, jeez, I'm not into her anymore.
Declan, you only get one life. Go and be with somebody who ticks all your boxes.
Absolutely. Like, what was I meant to do?
I hope you can stay friends with this girl, because it sounds like the two of you got on well. And that's not to be disrespectful to this girl, but you only live once. You should be with somebody who can give you the physical
that's
stuff.
That's what I was thinking. And I thought I was doing the right thing. But now, I'm not getting... I'm getting supported by you here, Katie, and I appreciate that. But there's nobody coming on to support me on this, to tell me I did the right thing by getting out of that relationship. Because I don't want to be in an unhappy relationship, and I wasn't happy.
All right, Declan, thanks very much indeed. Martin.
Afternoon, guys. We'll be able to come on today. I think it's a bit sad that this fella's mates are calling him a dick. I mean, if you're not attracted to somebody anymore, you know, what's the point in being with them? Especially when he was dropping subtle hints. I know you can't turn around to a woman and be like, listen, you got to get into shape or whatever. But Katie's right there. People do become comfortable within relationships. I mean, you'll see them videos, them pictures, them reels on Instagram where it's like, when we first met 3 years ago, and then you swipe and they're about 2 stone heavier each 3 years later. It does happen. But look, if she wasn't willing to change her lifestyle to keep her man, then clearly she wasn't too pushed about it either. No, it's a 50-50 thing to keep each other interested in keeping each other attracted to each other, I suppose. It's not all on just one person. So look, they weren't married, they had no kids, nobody got hurt. You know, they're free, single, ready to mingle. So, happy ending, really.
Opinions matter. with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
How are you, Adrian? You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this?
Look, I completely agree with this Declan chap and this Anna Kay. You know, you get one life. Like, beauty is in it's being attracted to someone's a subconscious thing. It's not something you can switch on and off. And when it's gone, it's very hard to get back. And I said this to you before. Your partner has a duty of care to you, and you have a duty of care to your partner.
A duty of care? Not, what does that mean?
Yeah, you have to look your best for your partner. If I'm in a relationship,
that's one of the rules, is it?
Yeah, you have to keep the attraction for your partner. If you let yourself go, what the fuck do you think is going to happen? If I'm in a relationship with my partner, it's up to me to look my best for my partner, and it's up for her to do the same. And if we don't put the fucking effort in, something's going to give. Something's going to go. You know what I mean? Everyone has a right to fucking to be happy. And if you're
I'm
not happy
called
with somebody,
shallow here, Eddie. And I'm actually not saying, I think people are picking it up that I'm saying looks are more important than anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I think attraction, physical attraction, is as important as emotional. I still think, obviously, the emotional connection is huge. It's so important.
It is. And that Declan sounds still quite young. So the physical attraction when you're young, between about 20 and you're nearly just before 50, is very important. And when you get after 50, your libido slows down. You don't tend to have as much sex. And it becomes more like soulmates, you know, that kind of thing. But when you're younger, the physical attraction is massive. And if you're not attracted to somebody, why be with them? Give yourself a fucking death sentence. Adrian, you're on your second marriage, right? And boy, so somewhere along the way, you were unhappy. But by that Ed's logic, you should have stayed there.
Yeah.
And with your partner and being unhappy for the rest of your life.
By the way, there are many people that believe you should never leave a marriage or whatever. You should stay there for...
And you know what's as popular as marriage now? Divorce. You know what I mean?
Okay, so the bottom line is, Eddie, you believe that this lad, Declan, should be praised for actually getting out of the relationship.
I wouldn't say praised, but he's entitled to be happy. It's the most important thing in life is happiness. And if you're not happy, it will affect your emotional state, your mental well-being, the whole nine yards. Every day it'll be fucking just a bore fest and it'll just be a slog. You get one life, go and fucking live it. And if you're not happy, change your circumstances.
Okay, stay there for one second. I want to bring in just one more caller on this, and that's you, Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How is?
Jess, I've been reading some of your comments online. You believe this guy was dead right?
100%. As Eddie said before me, we only have one life. We're here for a small amount of time. Why stay with someone if you're not attracted to them anymore?
And you heard him explain how all of his mates have called him an absolute prick for finishing the relationship.
Yeah, they're not me.
They're not mates.
Yeah, they're not me. They're just trying to protect the girl's feelings. Because God forbid you're actually honest and brutal with somebody. People just don't like honesty and they don't like truth.
You don't see
it. I said it to you before and I'll say it again. And you can all crucify me because I know I'm going to get shouted at when I say this. You have a duty to look attractive to your partner. That goes for men and women.
Now, you're the second caller in a row to say exactly that. I just don't get what that even means. You have a duty. It's part of the deal.
To not let yourself go. To not let yourself look like a slob. I'm sorry, if I get with you and you're attractive on the stage, I don't want to end up in a few months, 2 years down the line, walking around with Shamu on my arm. No one wants to be with a big fat whale ogo.
You know,
I had this exact same conversation with my ex.
I cheated on her. I didn't dump her because I do care about her, but I cheated on her. Everybody would have a different narrative. Everyone was saying, well, you should have dumped her if you didn't like her. But he did that, and still people are saying that he should have stayed with her. Like, I'm sorry, no, this life is too short to compromise. Find someone who ticks all your boxes. That's simple as that.
Okay, I want to squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
You well, Adrian.
Well, Darren, what do you want to say on this?
I just wanted to talk to Nolene there if she was still there.
Oh, yeah. Can we get her back?
We might try and get her back. Yeah, well, go on. Why? What do you want to say? What did she say that annoyed you?
Because she was slating Declan for doing that, but I can guarantee you, if the roles are reversed, and a woman came on saying the very same thing, she will be saying, oh, you need to leave him. He's a slob. I can guarantee you that.
No, I agree that if this whole conversation was from a woman and she was saying, I dumped my fella because he let himself go, I don't think she would be ripped apart as much as Declan has been.
You wouldn't be with the part of the all age, and that's the truth about it.
Okay, so you think this is complete double standards, and if it's okay for a woman to do it, then it should be perfectly okay for a man to do it.
Well, we all know there's serious double standards involved in men and women regarding these subjects anyway, so...
All right, good
man.
Just
have to learn to live with it.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Darren. Let's squeeze in a few more of your opinions on this, like Trevor.
Here we fucking go. Edvard, the man with no secrets in his relationship, who believes beauty is beyond skin deep, and he just fucking loves everybody, and nobody wants to, fuck off. Edvard, just go sleep, pal.
All right, and Nolene, who was on earlier on.
I have one last thing to say to that prick. I hope and I pray that one day that beautiful lady is walking down the street with someone 10 times, a million times better than you, and you're going to be kicking yourself in the arse, because regardless of what weight she is or what weight she isn't, she's a human being. You're disgusting, and I hope you're on your own for the rest of your life.
And finally, John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Katie? Look, listen here, you know, look, Declan is a great guy. I've heard him there. But the fact of the matter is, Declan could have, you know, it's all I heard was his mates, you know. Look, I think he could have played a bigger role in this. He could have helped her a lot more. He seems to be in more of a relationship with his mates than he is with her, you know. Look, I wasn't there. I'm not in this relationship. Sounds like to me, she probably put on the weight. She probably gave up because he was out with his mates all the time, because that's all I was listening to. But look, nevertheless, you know, look, you know, he seems to know what he wants. He seems to know what he wants to do. As I said already, guys, and I did say this so many times, relationships now are disposable. You know, they're not like years ago, you know. If for any reason, relationship, they're gone. Everybody's gone, you know. It's just, even my kids now, and my mortgages and everything, you know, it absolutely fucking amazes me what's going on these days. Everything is disposable. So, look, me, myself, personally, I would have walked that relationship a bit better more than Declan did. You know, well, look.
He did say that he tried. He tried everything.
He said he tried, but all I heard was his mate's agent, you know. Look, listen, as the fact goes, you know, look, it's Declan's choice. You know, I'm not going to berate Declan for what he'd done. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. But I think Declan wanted out there way. He said a couple of years ago there that he gave up. So I think Declan really wanted out there anyway, Adrian, you know. He's probably seen a better opportunity, a better chance. I don't know. But, you know, there's a lot more opportunity now these days. There's foreign girls coming into the country. Just, you know, I've seen guys, I'm not messing with you, I've seen guys jumping from Irish relationships into foreign girls there that are coming into the world or into the country. So, like I say, it's all disposable now. It's a relationship doesn't mean anything anymore to a lot of people anymore.
So when you heard Declan's story, what do you think of a guy who finished a relationship because he was no longer attracted to his girlfriend?
Look, it got to me, Adrian. I've got to be honest with you. And I heard Katie, what she said, and, oh, you can't be in the, you know, I get all that. I get that. And I get what Katie's saying. I really do. But, you know, you got to work at this. But look, as he said there, look, I know strings attached to, he was gone out, you know. That's the thing as well. Like, he had his mind made up, you know. Me personally, I would have just walked at it a little bit longer and I would have tried a bit much. But look, as I say there, you know, it's all about the boys now.
You
it's all about the lads.
You should have to try to be attracted to your partner.
It's not the fact that, but look, it's 50-50, I suppose, as a lot of the callers said, Katie, you know, and I get that too. But you look what one caller said there. It's just, you know, the divorces are just more happening than relationships.
You hear when people are going out with someone and they're like, oh, I don't know. They're like, oh, give him a chance. You might.
Well, look, really, I get that, Katie.
If it's not instant attraction.
Well, you look around you, Katie. Look
at someone.
Look around you. Many of your friends, many of my friends there, they've no relationships. Their houses are gone. Their families are gone. You know, again, as I say, it's all just disposable now. It's all up in the air now, you know. It's not real anymore. It doesn't feel real anymore. Look, I love my girl. I'll be always with her for the rest of her life, and that's the way we are. But looking around us, it's just, yeah, it's gone crazy.
So when you hear of somebody ending a relationship because they no longer fancy the person, you think that that's a disposable relationship, that he's walked away too easily?
Listen here, I've heard people leaving relationships for less, literally, honest to God. Yeah, you know, that's just the way the world has gone these days.
Well, I don't think it's the way the world is gone. I think one.
Oh, it is, yeah. Nobody gives a fuck anymore, Katie. No, they don't.
I think it's there's nothing wrong with wanting to be attracted physically.
There's definitely not. And I agree with you, Katie, but I'm still saying the give a fucks are gone out the window. And I can do better, I can do this, I can do that. You know what I mean? As I say, there's sickness and health and all that. That's all gone out the window, too. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but yeah, that's just the way it is, I suppose.
All right, John. Thanks very much indeed for your call. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. Do you want to have the final word?
Oh God, don't let me at this. Don't give me the final word on this because I'm going to be called a shallow bitch.
I'll call you that anyway.
I think the brains is as important as the beauty here. Don't get me wrong, but they do go hand in hand. I'm not talking about beauty. You don't have to be beautiful, but all you have to be is physically attracted to someone. Don't get into bed with somebody you think is an ogo.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. I'm Adrian. That lady there is Katie. If you enjoyed it, please share it onto your own social media and we'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.